27 Sunday, Year A, Ordinary Time. The first reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 5, verses 1 to 7. Let me now sing of my friend's song concerning his vineyard. My friend had a vineyard on a fertile hillside. He spaded it, cleared it of stone, and planted the choicest vines. Within it he built a watch tower and hewed out a wide press. Then he looked for the crop of grapes, but what it yielded were wild grapes. Now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more were there to do for my vineyard, but I had not done? Why, when I looked for crop of grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes? Now I would let you know what I mean to do with my vineyard. Take away it has, give it to grazing, break through it one, let it be trampled. Yes, I will make it a ruin. It shall not be pruned or whole, but overgrown with thorn and briars. I will command the clouds not to send rain upon it. The vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the people of Judah are his cherished plant. He loved for judgment, but see, blessed, for justice, but hark, the outcry. Second reading from Letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 6 to 9. Brothers and sisters, have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make the request known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, what is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is righteous, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing what you have learned and received, and heard and seen in me. Then the God of peace will be with you. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 21, verses 33 to 43. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wide press in it, and build a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servant, and one they beat, another they killed, and the third they stoned. Again he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treat them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, they will respect my son. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance. They seized him, threw him out of the window, and killed him. What will the owner of the window to do to the tenants when he comes? They answered him, he will put the wretched man to a wretched death, and lease his window to other tenants, who will give him the produce at the proper time. Jesus said to them, did you never read in the scriptures, the stone that the builders rejected had become a cornerstone? By the law had it been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce it fruit. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme, the vineyard of God. In our life, no one is so naive to keep investing on what brought bad results for them, but will invest on what will yield good results. God also acts the same. He invested in man. He equipped for them all necessary things to yield good results, and he is patient to wait for them. If people did not only yield good results, but also brought bad ones, he will take away all gifts and grace and give to those who are able to bear good fruits for him. Today, first reading and the gospel show us God's ways of investment through two interesting stories of the vineyard. The first reading, pay attention to the wild grape which the vineyard yielded, while the gospel emphasized the tenant's wicked treatment for the landowner, only son and servants. The second reading, pay attention to good results and the way to yield them. Second analysis, the first reading. Why, when I looked for drop of grapes, did it bring forth wild grape? The prophet Isaiah, who lived in the 8th century BC, used the story of the vineyard to highlight the relationship between God and the Israelites, and whatever will come due to this sour relationship. The landowner is God, the vineyard is the Israelites, the choice advice are the people of Judah. In agriculture, fertile land and seed are two main factors to decide a harvest. The landowner had a fertile land on a hillside and the choice advice to plant. He spaded it, cleared it of stone, and planted the choice advice. Within it, he built a watchtower to prevent the joy from outside, and hewed out a wide breadth to prepare for a harvest. Then he looked for the crop of grapes, but what is yielded were wild grapes. He did not understand what the reason is for this. The prophet put out a question. Now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more were there to do for my vineyard that I had not done? Why, when I looked for the crop of grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes? Facing this unwanted result, the landowner decided to destroy completely his vineyard and let it become a wild land. God led the Israelites from Egypt to Canaan, the land of milk and honey. He gave his beloved tribe Judah power to govern the Israelites in justice and love, all what are necessary to achieve what God had prepared for them. Ten Commandments, the temple, prophets, leaders. But the result was totally opposite with what God wished for. He looked for judgment, but see, blood said, for justice, but hark, the owl cries. We can see injustice happened many times in the Israel history. For example, in the first book of Kings, chapter 21, reported the event of King Ahab, who listened to the wicked plan of Jezebel, his foreign wife, to usurp Naboth's vineyard by killing him. In the second book of Kings, chapter 11, King David outlined the plan to kill Uzziah by sending him to the most dangerous fighting to be killed, so he can take his wife Bathsheba. Such things happened on the whole Israel, and innocent outcry had reached to God. He continually sent his prophet to warn and to call the people to repent, but they ignored, despised, and killed them. So, God decided not to protect Israel anymore and let foreign army come to destroy them. These are what happened to the Jew when God led his vineyard to be a wild land. On 721 BC, the northern kingdom were destroyed by the Assyrian armies. The king and his people were on exile to Assyria. When this happened, the southern kingdom should learn a lesson to return to God. But they kept continuing in their wicked way. So on 587 BC, the southern kingdom were destroyed by the Babylon armies. The Jerusalem city and the temple were destroyed. The king and his people were on exile to Babylon. All Israel became a wild land. Second reading. Let's try to yield good result. A third point. The way to yield a good result. People yield wild grapes because they did not believe in God's providence and hoard it up like that for themselves without concerning about other suffering. To bear good fruit, St. Paul advised his reason, have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make the request known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ. Second point, the good grapes in life. St. Paul listed out them. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is righteous, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. To show that these fruits are not exceeding human power, St. Paul gave a concrete example which was his life. Keep on doing what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, then the God of peace will be with you. Third, the gospel. The son of the landowner was killed. Third point, the vintner of the New Testament. We can say that Matthew report of the vintner is the second song, which is the continuation of the first song of Isaiah. The landowner is still God himself. The vintner is still the Israelites. The only point of difference between the two songs is in the second song, the landowner himself did not plant, but let tenant hire to plant. Second point, the landowner sent his servants to collect payments. When the time of harvest came, he sent his servant and son three times to collect his produce. First, he sent his servant, but the tenant see his servant. One they beat, another they killed, and the third they stoned. He sent other servant, more numerous than the first one, but they treated them the same way. These servants are all those God sent to earth. Pope, bishops, priests, leaders, parents, teachers, etc. Many times we did not listen to them, but despised, criticized, and killed them by different ways. Last, he sent his son to them, thinking they would respect my son. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance." They seized him, threw him out of the window, and killed him. The landowner's son is Jesus, God's only begotten son. He was sent by the Father to reveal and to redeem people. They will not only ignore him, but will also seize, scourge, mock, and nail him to the cross in the future. Third point, the landowner reaction. Jesus asked his audience, "What will the owner of the vineyard will do to the tenant when he come?" They answered him, "He will put the wretched man to a wretched death, and lease his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the proper times. The audience gave the punishment for themselves because they are themselves the tenants. Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scripture? The stone that the builder rejected had become the cornerstone. By the law had it been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." True revelation Jesus would like to reveal in this sentence. First, the rejected stone is Jesus himself. He will be the cornerstone of the church, which is God's temple. The author of Ephesians expressed this idea as follows: "So then, you are no longer strangers or sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grow into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." Since the Jews rejected Jesus as their Savior, the kingdom of God will be expanded to all Gentiles. Those who accept him will become God's children and inherit the salvation. Application in life. God has prepared for us all necessary things to live a life worthy of God's children and to reach our final goal. He provides, first, many good leaders who continually protect, encourage, and lead us on the right path, such as the church, parents, priests, teachers. Second, the scripture which contain all God's revelation, problems and solutions of all that happen in life. Third, the sacrament, to forgive our sin and to bestow his grace in all moments of our life. Fourth, the Ten Commandments and all church teaching to keep us in the safe environment and to avoid the devil's dangerous zone. Right, he loved us to the point that he died for us and open up for us the way to the eternal life. If we know how to view all God's blessing, we will view good foods according to God's will. If we do not view God's blessing and intentionally live according to what we think or to devil's allurements, we will view all wild rape. The reason for wild rape is not from God, because he had equipped us with all necessary things to view the good one. But it completely from us, because we do not know how to view his gifts. God will be patient to wait for us to repent in a certain time. But if we deliberately walk in the wicked way, he will take back his gifts and give to those who will value and deal good food for him. All of us need to read the reading carefully. and to reflect deep in our life to see what kind of fruits we are yielding right now, good or wild grape. Amen.